With this KLEM Sports Update for this Monday, June 22nd, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Well, coming your way tonight here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com, we bring you a very intriguing Oracle Conference baseball matchup. Two of the three teams that are undefeated in conference play are set to do battle tonight in Hinton as Galen Catholic squares off with the Hinton Blackhawks. Our coverage starts around 7:15 tonight. First pitch is at 7:30. Can catch the contest between the 7-0 Blackhawks in Oracle Conference play in the 8-0 Jays. We'll have it all for you right here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com. Well, let's give you a recap from the weekend that was in softball and baseball. We're going to start with Friday's action in softball in the Oracle Conference, where the Galen Catholic softball team, they had the bats going in a big way as they downed a very good MMCRU squad by a final score of 13-0 in six innings. Everybody up and down the J order was contributing as they scored four runs in the third inning and nine runs in the sixth inning, to win the ball game. Hallie Walsenbach was a key contributor, had two hits, one a double, one a homer. She drove in three runs. Kennedy Sitzman went 2-for-4 with three RBIs. Delaney Kearns had two hits and two RBIs. Delaney Budden drove in two, and Grace Kellen went 2-for-4 with a triple and an RBI. Peyton Kearns 3-for-5 with an RBI. The bats were hot for the Jays, and Coach Tony Kirkvliet was pleased to see it after a bit of a rough start for the offense earlier this week.
Two good innings. The four-run inning was great, and then the nine on top was absolutely super. I'm not sure what causes that, but I hope it continues.
Yeah, it was really a strong performance for the offense. It was a great performance for the pitching as well, as Kennedy Paulson pitched six innings, allowed one measly little hit. That separated her from being perfect on the night. She struck out five batters in the win. MMCRU's only hit came from Chloe Alas, who went 1-for-2, and for a Royal offense that had been hitting over 400 going into the game, it was a bit puzzling that they were not able to have success, and head coach Kelly Tenninger says it was a bit disappointing as well.
We made very little contact. I'm not sure because we had the machine set exactly at her speed that she's at. So I'm just not quite sure if she was just hitting spots really well. And when we did make contact, she has a beautiful spin on that ball that just made it go right to the players and slowed the ball down a little bit.
Yeah, not much doing for the Royals. Again, a 13-0 win for Galen Catholic softball. Also in Oracle Conference play from Friday, number 11-ranked Hinton shut out Hartley Melvin Sanborn 16-0 in four innings. Behind another power display from Carlin Kovarna, she went 4-for-4 with her second homer of the week. She drove in five runs. Kaylin Bader went 4-for-4 with a double and two RBIs. Also pitched three innings, allowing a hit, no runs, and striking out six. Caden Smith went 2-for-2 with two RBIs, and Chanley Bouvey went 2-for-3 with a triple, two RBIs. She also pitched one inning, allowed a hit, no runs, and struck out three. The rest of the Oracle Conference softball scoreboard: South O'Brien beat West Sioux 7-6. George Little Rock took down Harris Lake Park 6-2. And Trinity Christian lost a tight one to Central Lyon by a final of 8-7. To baseball from Friday night in the Oracle Conference, Hinton rolled past Hartley Melvin Sanborn 15-0. That final score in four innings. Max Costello hit a big fly as part of the win. He went 2-for-3 with a homer, drove in a total of three runs. Colin Dunkel went 2-for-3 with a triple and two RBIs. Brady Dunkel drove in two runs at the plate and pitched two innings, allowing a hit, no runs, and striking out one. Logan Kempema went 1-for-2 with a homer. He had an RBI as well. And Jake Wager pitched two innings, allowing a hit, no runs, and he struck out a batter in a convincing victory. The other Oracle Conference baseball scores from Friday night: George Little Rock downed Harris Lake Park 9-1, and West Sioux beat South O'Brien 11-1 in six innings. Now we move to Saturday, where it was a busy day around the area for softball and baseball teams. First in softball, in the West Lyon tournament, where Akron Westfield was very well tested early on. The Westerner softball team lost one that ended up getting shortened by the time limit. The Westerners fell to fourth-ranked West Monona 8-4 in six innings. Akron Westfield got good production from Olivia Mendoza. She had a great day, going 2-for-3 with two RBIs. Morgan Pick went 1-for-2 with two RBIs in the loss. Thankfully, Akron Westfield was able to bounce back with a 13-3 win in five innings over Western Christian. Peyton Vanderhelm had a pair of hits and four RBIs. Morgan Pick went 2-for-3 with two RBIs, and Avery Gaswin had a double and an RBI. Michaela McCulley pitched five solid innings, allowing five hits, three runs, and striking out two batters. The other notable score from that softball tournament, the fourth-ranked team in 1A, West Monona, down the third-ranked team in 3A, West Lyon, by a final score of 1-0. To baseball from Saturday and the annual Spalding Catholic Baseball Tournament taking place in Granville. It was a very exciting day of baseball at Vosburgh Field. Let's give you the rundown. We'll start with the semifinal matchup, the first one of the day, where Akron Westfield was able to pay back Remsen St. Mary's after losing to the Hawks by run rule earlier this year. Akron Westfield scored five runs in the first inning to down the Hawks, ultimately by a final of 7-2. Connor Morrow had two RBIs in the win, going 2-for-4. Nolan Lara went 1-for-4 with a double and an RBI. And Regan McKee pitched 3 2/3 strong innings in relief, allowing two hits, no runs, and striking out seven. Remsen St. Mary's was led by Dalton Klein and Ty Chappelle, who each had an RBI, each with one hit in the loss. The other semifinal contest, boy, it looked like this was Galen Catholic's ball game all the way through until there were two outs at the bottom of the seventh inning when the Jays were up 6-2 and committed, unfortunately, three straight errors with two outs that allowed five unearned runs to score for Kingsley Pearson, and the Panthers ultimately walk off the Jays in that semifinal by a final of 7-6. Good win for KP as they got two hits, a double, and two RBIs from Landon Howe, and Jackson Newman did a nice job in relief. He pitched three innings, allowing two hits, two unearned runs, and struck out six. The Jays were led in that game by Drake Hodson. He went 2-for-4 with a double, two RBIs. Wyatt Kuntz, 2-for-4 with an RBI. And Kobe Paulson really pitched a great gem as a starter. He pitched five innings, allowing a hit, no runs, and struck out six. Then in the consolation game, Remsen St. Mary's made it a pair of losses for Galen Catholic. The Hawks bounced back nicely with a 9-1 win over the ninth-ranked Jays. Brody Penning went 2-for-4 with three RBIs for RSM. Blade Nelson went 2-for-4 with two RBIs. Tysha Peltz was 2-for-2 with a homer and two RBIs. And Dalton Klein hit a solo homer as well. He also pitched six innings, allowing five hits, run, and striking out eight batters. The only run for the Jays in that contest was driven in by Dane Lehman. He went 1-for-4. Then the championship matchup of the Spalding Catholic Tournament. Very eventful first inning. Saw Kingsley Pearson put up seven runs, lead Akron Westfield 7-2 at the end of the first inning, and the Panthers never looked back in a 12-2 beatdown of the Westerners in six innings in that championship game. A big performance offensively from Easton Nissen. He went 2-for-3 with a double, a triple, five RBIs. Sam Duskett went 3-for-4 with a double and three RBIs. Landon Howe, Tyler Cook each drove in runs in the win. Jack Seglum pitched two strong innings in relief, striking out four without allowing a hit or a run. John Leakley got the win. He pitched four innings, allowing four hits, two runs, five strikeouts. And in case you haven't been keeping track at home, this is Kingsley Pearson's 11th win in their last 12 games. They are playing some outstanding baseball over the last few weeks after starting 0-3. And Kingsley Pearson head coach Taylor Duskett says he's been seeing the confidence build exponentially throughout this portion of the season.
I've been feeling the confidence of our guys grow for about the last 3 weeks. They're kind of to the point, and it's because of our seniors that, you know, they want it bad. Mm-hmm. And they're not willing to give up in any situation, and they know they can play really good ball, and our team can be really good.
Kingsley Pearson, the 2026 Spalding Tournament champions. Akron Westfield got two runs in that championship game off of the bat of Matthew Swancutt in inning number one. He went 2-for-2 with a double and two RBIs. Head coach Gordy Johnson says he liked the approach in that first inning of play, and it was certainly better than the first time the Westerners played KP this past Tuesday.
We hit the ball hard a couple times and had a couple base hits, And you know, on Tuesday we hit it real hard early in the game and hit it right to them. And today we found a couple gaps and got a couple runs. And then you know, they hit the ball hard today, you know. So, yeah. So, we had a couple of errors, a couple of things that we need to take care of.
Again, a 12-2 win for Kingsley Pearson to win the 2026 Spalding Tournament Championship. Other baseball scores of note from Saturday, the Hinton baseball team picked up a pair of non-conference wins. Their first game on Saturday defeated Sioux Center 13-5 as Max Costello had three hits, including a double and drove in four runs. Kaysen Boovy and Carver DeGroat each had two RBIs in the win. Brady Dunkel pitched some good innings in relief, 2 1/3 of no-hit, no-run baseball. He struck out two. The Blackhawks then parlayed that into a 15-4 win in six innings over Lawton Bronson as Dawson Spies had three RBIs, going 2 for 3 with a triple. Carver DeGroat was 1 for 3 with a double and two RBIs. Logan Kempema, a perfect 4 for 4 on the day with two RBIs. And Colin Dunkel went 3 for 4 with an RBI. Kaysen Boovy pitched four innings in that contest, allowing a hit, no runs, and striking out four batters. The full scoreboard from softball and baseball Friday and Saturday around the area can be found on our website at KLEM1410.com. Well, let's take a look now at the sports schedule for today, where we continue conference play around the area, starting with softball in the War Eagle Conference. Galen Catholic is at Hinton as well. Jays will look to avenge a pretty disappointing loss to the Blackhawks back in May. Akron Westfield makes the long road trip up to Harris Lake Park today. Remsen St. Mary's is at West Sioux. George Little Rock is at MMCRU. Hartley Melvin Sanborn's at Trinity Christian, and Sipley O'Cheedon is at South O'Brien. To baseball tonight in the War Eagle Conference, where our contest brings you a couple of unbeaten teams in War Eagle Conference play. Galen Catholic at Hinton. The Jays are 8-0 in conference play. Hinton is at 7-0, so something's going to have to give. We'll have that for you, starting with pregame coverage around 7:15. Akron Westfield is at Harris Lake Park tonight. Remsen St. Mary's is at West Sioux. George Little Rock's at MMCRU. Hartley Melvin Sanborn at Trinity Christian. And Sipley O'Cheedon is at South O'Brien. Also, the Western Valley Conference baseball tournament begins at a couple of sites across the conference. One of those is at Stevens Field in Kingsley tonight. The first matchup sees 5th seed Woodbury Central against the 4th seed OABCIG. And then Kingsley Pearson will start their Western Valley Conference tournament run at home against the 8th seed Westwood. Then in Mapleton, it's MVAOCOU, the 2 seed, hosting 7 seed Lawton Bronson. And the other matchup, 6 seed West Monona against the 3rd seed Ridgeview. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website. You can find that at KLEM1410.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter as well for up-to-date sports news and notes at KLEM Sports on Twitter. And tune in tonight to some high school baseball. Battle of Unbeatens in the War Eagle Conference. It's Hinton and Galen Catholic. Can catch the contest only right here on KLEM Radio. This has been your Monday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.